Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Hello, Chicago, bringing us back. 23 after the hour. We're rocking and rolling here on the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm Jim Blasingame. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We're having a great visit with our dear friend, J.J. Ramberg, one of our very special Brain Trust members. She's the host of the MSNBC's outstanding television show dedicated to small business, the only one on the planet on television called Your Business, and she's been around now for more than 10 years, right, J.J.?
Yeah, we're in our 11th year right now.
Congratulations. And,
Thank you.
You do a great service. I'll tell you, people watch your show. It's amazing how many, when I'm traveling around the country, people who talk about your show. So congratulations.
Oh, thanks, Jim. That's so nice to hear.
I hear that. I hear it all the time. And so congratulations. Her book is called It's Your Business, and she has a website called goodshop.com. We've talked about that in the last segment, and a brand new feature called Good Shop Give, which is what shop funding, is that what you call it?
Shop funding, yep.
Shop funding, where she's aggregated. Well, you need to go check it out, folks. It'll save you money. It'll provide money for a cause that you care about. And now with Good Shop Give, you can create your own cause. So check all that out there at goodshop.com, and that's the entrepreneurial side of J.J. J.J., let's talk about the show. How are things going? You in their 11th year, that's a success story, and I appreciate American Express hanging in there with you all these years.
Oh, I do too. They've been such a great sponsor. They're just a huge support to us.
Yeah.
So I'm very grateful because they allow us to do what we do.
Well, remind the audience, in case they haven't seen the show, remind the audience what goes on, who you have on, that sort of thing.
Sure. So, you know, it's fun, and I bet you've probably just been watching this too, Jim. When we started the show back in 2006, the whole idea, and still is, to give advice for small business owners, mm-hmm. and inspiration in an entertaining way, because it's television, but it's very useful information. I found that as an entrepreneur myself, you can get inspiration a lot of places, but I really wanted to know, okay, lessons learned. How did you do that so I can do it in my own business?
Mm-hmm.
And so that's how we launched the show with this ethos. And at the time, all of these small business magazines were shutting down, right? Nobody was paying attention to small business. Now, it's the exact opposite. There's so much attention spent.
As Jimmy Durante used to say, everybody wants to get into the act.
and you know, there are all these fun shows about entrepreneurship, you know, particularly in our family of networks.
Right.
Over on CNBC, and of course, there's Shark Tank on ABC. Yeah. But they're different. So I love watching those because they're very entertaining.
Well, let me tell you why. I'm a full disclosure here. The reason I like your show, and I don't really care for the others, I have to say, much. And the reason is because your show is about real small business situations and real small, because you bring people on who are out there where the rubber meets the road. They're real Main Street people. The other shows,
whole different thing.
Hollywood up the subject, like Shark Tank. I don't watch Shark Tank. You know why? Because that's not how people really get funded.
Right, so this is what I was going to tell you. On our show, we really focus on, okay, here's the nitty-gritty of how it's done for people who are in the middle of it.
Mm-hmm.
So if you are dealing with an HR issue, we'll ask the question of the first question, then the second question, then the third question, because I've been through it, right? And so I know that you need the follow-up in order to really figure out how to deal with it.
Well, but you deal with small business issues as they really are, not how some producer decided they needed to be. I don't want to take shots at anybody else, but that's what I like about your show. Your show is authentic small business.
Thank you. That's what we try.
When I watch a few other shows, and see, I don't consider them to be small business shows. I consider them to be business entertainment type of things. But yours is the real thing. So what's but you changed your format a little bit the last time I was up there.
Well, we changed.
Are you still doing the elevator thing?
We do the elevator pitch, yep, where someone comes on and then our panel evaluates how they pitched. We do, we always do a segment where we go out into the field and talk about a lesson learned. So it could be anything from last week we did a show on two women who were the victims of predatory lending.
Right.
And so how you don't let that happen to you. We did a story recently about a company that raised money through an equity crowdfund, which was really fun and interesting to do because that's new to me, as it's new to all of us.
Mm-hmm.
We're doing something on how do you get salespeople to be motivated. So we always do lesson learned.
What guests have you had on lately? You have a lot of guests that the audience will know. Our buddy Gene Marks is on there a good bit. He was just on the show earlier this week. And
Gene Marks comes on a lot. I love Gene.
Yep.
Gene is one smart guy.
Yep, he is. He's a good guy.
Smart and such a nice guy. We just have that one of my favorite guests came on the other day. Her name's Christiane Lemieux.
Yep.
She is the founder of Dwell Studios. You had kids much earlier than you might be enmeshed in Dwell Studio, but it's just this great design studio, which she then sold to Wayfair.
Right.
And now she's starting another company called Cloth & Co. And just, you know, it's these people who've been in the trenches.
It's called Your Business, folks. It's on MSNBC on Sunday morning, early, and it replays then the next Saturday, right?
It does, yep.
All right, folks, you'll like it. I promise you. Hey, JJ, thanks for being here. Good job,
thank
as always.
You.
Keep up
good
the good work.
You too.
Hey, see you next time. JJ Ramberg, ladies and gentlemen. Don't forget goodshop.com and check out the Good Shop Give there, too, while you're there. You'll like it. New stuff. Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.